This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Friday imposed extensive human rights-related sanctions on dozens of people and entities tied to China, Myanmar, North Korea, and Bangladesh. Canada and Britain joined the U.S. in imposing sanctions related to human rights abuse in Myanmar, while Washington also imposed the first new sanctions on North Korea under President Joe Biden's administration and targeted Myanmar military entities, among others, in action marking Human Rights Day. The U.S. Treasury Department also says it added Chinese artificial intelligence company SenseTime to a list of, quote, Chinese military industrial complex companies, accusing it of having developed facial recognition programs that can determine a target's ethnicity with a particular focus on identifying ethnic Uyghurs. As a result, it will fall under an investment ban for U.S. investors. UN experts and rights groups estimate more than a million people, mainly Uyghurs and members of other Muslim minorities, have been detained in recent years in a vast system of camps in China's far west region of Xinjiang. Russia demanded on Friday NATO rescind a 2008 commitment to Ukraine and Georgia that they would one day become members, and said the alliance should promise not to deploy weapons in countries bordering Russia that could threaten its security. The Russian Foreign Ministry statement is the clearest yet on the security guarantees President Vladimir Putin says he wants to obtain from the United States and its allies. Ukraine is at the center of a crisis in East-West relations as it accuses Russia of massing tens of thousands of troops in preparation for a possible large-scale military offensive. This is VOA News. India's top general was cremated in New Delhi on Friday with full military honors, including a 17-gun salute, 2 days after he and 12 others died in a helicopter crash in southern India. India's first chief of defense staff, the leader of one of the world's largest armed forces, and his entourage had been flying to a hillside military college on Wednesday when their helicopter came down in heavy fog. Only one person survived the accident. The Indian Air Force is investigating. Hundreds of soldiers escorted the carriage bearing the 63-year-old general's body on its final journey through India's capital. More than 30,000 people in northern Cameroon have fled to Chad after ethnic clashes at the weekend, claiming at least 22 lives, the UN's refugee agency said on Friday. Violence broke out in a border village on Sunday in a dispute between herders, fishermen, and farmers over dwindling water resources, the UNHCR said in a statement issued from Geneva. It then spread to neighboring villages, 10 of which have been burned to the ground. The clashes have displaced thousands inside the country, quote, forcing more than 30,000 people to flee to neighboring Chad, the UNHCR said. Quote, at least 22 people have been killed and 30 others seriously injured during several days of ongoing fighting. 80% of new arrivals are women and children, the UNHCR said, and many of the women are pregnant. Violent conflict between ethnic groups is relatively rare in Cameroon compared to Chad and Nigeria, where fighting over resources between semi-nomadic herders and sedentary farmers is frequent. And suspected Islamist militants killed 16 people this week in two rural towns in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. A local official, a civil society leader, and a resident said on Friday. They said the attackers belonged to the Allied Democratic Forces, a militia linked to the Islamic State, accused of killing hundreds of civilians in Eastern Congo since 2019 and carrying out a string of recent bombings in Uganda. Congo and Uganda last month launched joint military operations against the ADF, with Uganda mounting air and artillery strikes against their bases and sending thousands of troops across the border. Uganda has vowed to stay as long as necessary to defeat the militia, but the intervention has alarmed some Congolese who recall Uganda's plundering of their resources during the 1998 to 2003 conflict. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.